Hello and Happy New Year. You know, I ask myself when I say that Happy New Year, like, do we even say that anymore at this point of the year? But I do hope that you had a great Christmas and New Year's. This month of January has definitely flown by. I've been so busy with so many things, school, work, family, friends. There's a lot to do. But I thank you for listening in to the first episode of 2023 of Be Blessed, Be Encouraged. It's so good to have you here today. And I have been praying to God about this podcast and what He would like for me to speak on today. So He gave me Psalm 1. And there's a particular verse in Psalm 1 that resounds for me, and that is verse 3. I want to read the entire Psalm 1:1 with you. And Psalm 1 with you, and then focus on verse 3. So the word of God reads in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Psalm 1. Blessed is the one who does not walk in step with the wicked, or stand in the way that sinners take, or sit in the company of mockers, but whose delight is in the law of the Lord, and who meditates on his law day and night. That person is like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in season, and whose leaf does not wither. Whatever they do, prospers. Not so the wicked. They are like chaff that the wind blows away. Therefore the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the assembly of the righteous. For the Lord watches over the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked leads to destruction. So in this psalm, it's speaking of someone who is blessed, faithful to God, and then those who are wicked, unfaithful to God. The blessed stick to God's way of doing things, aka they're obedient to God. They follow that small and narrow path that Jesus speaks of in Matthew 7:14. And the wicked, on the other hand, they mock, right? They're fickle. And eventually their path leads to destruction, because they don't want to obey God. They don't want to follow God's word. And this psalm is, it was written actually by someone anonymously, so we don't know who the author is of this particular Psalm 1. And the book of Psalms was written between approximately 1440 BC and 586 BC. And that's a long time, right? A big gap in time, or a big range of time. But it's such a lovely book of songs and poems that expresses the praise, worship, and confession to God, which is so great. It's so awesome. Verse 3 actually just captivates me. This is the verse that stood out to me in Psalm 1. And it's, that person is like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in season, and whose leaf does not wither. Whatever they do, prospers. And what I'm interpreting from this verse is that when we're faithful to God, when we obey Him, when we abide in Him, like the word says in John 15, we are like this nourished tree, right? That the psalmist speaks of, close to a natural element, such as water, that is able to produce fruit, right? A plant is not able to grow if it doesn't have water. And that, you know, the tree represents this plant that needs the water to grow. And when we're close to God, we can have fruit that will last, because it says in the verse that it does not wither and there is prosperity. So the verse also speaks of fruit in season. And while you're serving the Lord, you go through seasons, right? Right now, you may be in a season of growth, you may be in a season of change, you may be in a season where you're stuck, or season of pain. There's so many different seasons that we go through when we're in the Lord. And though you may be in that season, God can still use you and produce fruit in you, right? He's probably cultivating things inside of you at this time so that you can grow and teach others in the future, or do something for Him in the future that He has put in your heart, right? Your purpose. And you may not know the impact that you're having right now as you're going through your season, you know, whether at your church or your job, school, and your family and your friendships. But just know that when you're in the Lord, right, you're planted, you're rooted in the one who gives you life and is able to produce in you that fruit that will carry on to those you impact with his word and beyond. And this is comforting to me, and I pray that it's comforting for you. You don't have to produce fruit on your own, because guess what? When we do that, we burn out. When we try to do things on our own, we burn out. And that fruit is going to wither away. But the life-giving word of God is inside of me. And I believe if you've accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, it is in you as well. This life-giving word of God. And it seeps through your pores. And it goes with you wherever you go. And because of that, because the word of God is in me and it's with me wherever I go, especially Jesus Christ, right, who lives in my heart, everywhere I go, he's with me. It should just come out, right, so easily. But I have no choice but to produce fruit. If God is in me, if God is working inside of my heart, if God is the one, you know, doing this work inside of me, I have no choice but to produce fruit. There's just no other way. And what do we do with that fruit? We share it with others. We teach it to others. We teach others about the word of God. We teach others about what he's done for us. We give testimonies. We preach. You know, we are here on a mission. And it's to feed those who are hungry. But that the fruit be within reach, right? That we go to them. We don't expect them to come to us. We have to go to them. And that what we're doing for others, that others as well follow and do the same. God is faithful, brothers and sisters. God is true. Let us practice this faithfulness on the daily. Let us be obedient to what God tells us to do. If God is putting something on your heart to do, do it. Don't hesitate. Don't doubt his power in you. Let's live for God. Let's let him lead us to produce that fruit in season that endures. Thank you for listening in. If there's anything that you need prayer for, please email beblessedencouraged@gmail.com. The link to subscribe to this podcast is in the description box. I hope you have a great week. Stay safe, be blessed, be encouraged. Thank you.